stars and stripes, and the eagle flies. We're the stars and stripes, and the eagle flies.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
This is a special report from ABC News. Your voice, your vote, Super Tuesday. I'm Sherry Preston. Nikki Haley is dropping out. Her one Super Tuesday win in Vermont, not enough. ABC News has learned that she will suspend her campaign for president, with an announcement coming later today. The former South Carolina governor is not expected to endorse Donald Trump today, but will instead encourage him to earn the support of Republican and independent voters who backed her. ABC's Brian Clark takes a look at exit polling in one state.
Virginia was one of many of Donald Trump's Super Tuesday wins, but he's lost the state in the last two presidential elections. Looking towards November, there could be more red flags. Nearly 80% of Nikki Haley's supporters told exit polls they would not automatically vote for a Republican in November.
In a 10 a.m. Eastern Time announcement this morning, Nikki Haley is expected to emphasize she will continue to advocate for conservative domestic and foreign policies as she suspends her race for the GOP nomination. This is ABC News. The vote almost unanimous among members of the Dartmouth men's basketball team to join a union. ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
The players voted 13-2 to join the Service Employees International Union, which already represents some employees at Dartmouth. The team saying it aims to create a less exploitative business model for college sports, but the school is fighting the effort. It's appealing to the National Labor Relations Board, trying to overturn a recent decision that said Dartmouth players are employees and therefore can unionize. The school is also warning players that unionizing could get them ejected from the Ivy League or possibly even the NCAA.
The school's legal challenges could also end up in federal court, and that means there may not be a final decision until after these players graduate. And Target is hoping a lot of shoppers will pay to be in the circle. It's introducing a new membership program, Target Circle 360, for $100 a year. Members get benefits like free same-day shipping on some orders and two-day shipping on anything that they buy. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Start the new year off with a bang of big savings during the Omaha Steaks end-of-season event. You can stock up on all your favorites and get 50% off site-wide. That's 50% off perfectly aged tender steaks, juicy burgers, decadent desserts, and even classic comfort meals. Go to omahasteaks.com, and when you use code QUALITY at checkout, you'll get an extra $30 off your order. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code QUALITY at checkout for an extra $30 off your order. Minimum purchase may apply.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. There are a few details on a death at Waupun Correctional Institution. February 22nd death of 62-year-old Donald Meyer at the Waupun prison is the fourth inmate death there in recent months. The Department of Corrections didn't comment, but a notice in the Wisconsin Rapids Tribune stated that Meyer died in his sleep. A recently released inmate stabbed a Milwaukee County Corrections officer on a sidewalk near the jail early Tuesday morning. Police say it was a targeted attack. The 51-year-old officer, who was taken to a hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries, was able to identify his attacker. And a couple who are UW-Stevens Point alumni have given a substantial donation to reestablish their alma mater's Natural History Museum. Don and Judy Olson donated $450,000, which will be used to revive the museum, which has no exact timeline for its reopening, but will be renamed the Olson Museum of Natural History when it does.
Having health insurance is important. So, if you or anyone in your family has Medicaid or CHIP, listen up. Check your mail for a renewal form from your state. Complete the form and mail it back right away so you don't lose your coverage. If you do lose Medicaid or CHIP, visit healthcare.gov to see if you're eligible to enroll in a low-cost, quality health plan. Keep your family covered. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The Durand Improvement Group is committed to improving Durand's quality of life through involvement in our community. From Fun Fest to Music in the Park, Durand Dazzle Holiday, and more, the Durand Improvement Group's mission is to strengthen area businesses and improve our community welfare. DIG is open to all members of the community, not just businesses. You can help. Visit DurandImprovementGroup.org and become an individual member of the Durand Improvement Group today. This message is a public service of Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Wondering how to choose from all your spring break options? Pop quiz. Is your family into monkeying around, airbending on a flying bison, or diving into slime? Or all of it? Mall of America. Go bananas on the new Boots Banana Swing Ride. Take to the sky and fly with Appa. Then get slimed in the Nickelodeon Universe Slimulator. For the littles, cosmic crafts, and more at Crayola Experience. It's the spring break of choice at Mall of America. MallofAmerica.com/spring.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Sunshine this morning with a few more clouds trickling in later this afternoon. Our high right around 51 today with wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, a little breezy, partly cloudy, 34. Tomorrow, some sun in the morning, clouds and a few sprinkles in the afternoon with a high of 53. If you need help with back taxes, Tax Solutions Now can help. Give them a call today, 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 27.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
She's dressed to kill in the dress he bought her. She wouldn't care if he walked in and caught her. She's come to the dance, a dance or two, and do no telling what by the time the night is through. She found out the hard way about him. She's out to find out how she'll do without him. Her hands are shaking, her heart's pounding by the way she's drinking. His memory. Head turns, you can see how hot her fire burns. He didn't know what a good thing he had. Well, it's too late, that's too bad, 'cause she.
Food.
won't miss you, and I won't ever take you back. Girl, your memory won't ever haunt me, 'cause I don't love you, and I feel by that. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. From my front porch you can see the sea. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. If you'll buy that, I'll throw the Golden Gate in free. Worship the ground you walk on, I never have, and that's a fact. I won't follow or try to find you, 'cause I don't love you, now if you'll buy that. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. Front porch, you can see the sea. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. If you buy that, I'll throw the Golden Gate in free. If you buy that, I'll throw the Golden Gate in free.
Country favorites back to back to back. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Joy.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Glenn Campbell, Southern Nights here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Wednesday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures mid to upper 20s this morning, and 50s are expected today. We'll have our ag weather forecast this hour. Also, we'll be talking with Tanner Johnson. He's a Wisconsin soybean grower. Had a chance to talk with Tanner during the Commodity Classic last week, and we'll be chatting with Tanner here coming up in our Newsmaker segment. Hope to see you again at the Eau Claire Farm Show today, day number two, the Farm Show. A lot of folks coming by yesterday and looking for another busy crowd today as well. Come on over to our booth. Say hi. Martha's going to be there as well, as Martha's coming back, and she's going to be helping out around here coming up in the future, doing markets and farm news and that sort of thing, filling in for when I'm traveling as well. So I'm excited to have Martha back. So come on by, say hi, sign up to win some goodies as well. We'll have some goodies to give away too during the Eau Claire Farm Show today, 9 until 3:30 at the Chippewa County Chippewa Expo Center, and that is over by the Menards main office just off of Highway 12. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
It's a Wisconsin tradition, so start spreading the word. Whether you've been farming a little while or all your life, it's time to celebrate and see just what's new with Wisconsin's oldest tradition. Join us at the 60th Annual Eau Claire Farm Show, March 5th and 6th at the Chippewa Valley Conference Center. Free admission both days. Don't miss this event to celebrate Wisconsin's oldest tradition. The 60th Annual Eau Claire Farm Show, March 5th and 6th, with free admission from 9 to 3:30 both days at the Chippewa Valley Conference Center.
This is Dairy Radio Now. It's time for Ask the Vet with Dr. Ryan Leiterman of Crystal Creek. If you have a question relating to calf health and housing, email Dr. Leiterman at askthevet@crystalcreeknatural.com.
Ryan, this is probably the toughest, most challenging question we have ever had in the mailbag, and it's probably the most important one. It's the paycheck the dairy farmer gets for his milk. So the big question this week, Ryan, what is the milk pricing system and how does it work?
Well, so I have operated in the dairy industry as a dairy veterinarian for the last 15 years and have never understood how milk pricing works. I just want to go on the record. I'm not an expert on this, and I'm just learning, and I find some of the stuff I learned fascinating, so I just thought I would share it with your listeners. Let's just start with a little history lesson, okay? So I'm going to take you back to 1937. That was the first time that Congress took an action. They sought to establish a minimum milk price that milk buyers pay the farmer. In 2000, what we now know as the Federal Milk Marketing Order was revamped. There are 11 different regions that constitute these federal milk marketing orders. Okay, and there's four classes. Class one can only be grade A milk. Classes two, three, and four can be grade A or grade B milk for manufacturing. Nowadays, the vast majority of milk produced in the United States is grade A. How is the pay price set? That's what changed in 2000. The government said, we're going to change these equations that we use to determine the price of different classes of milk. And from there, they take in that commodity price and they factor in what's called a make allowance. What is a make allowance? It's essentially a credit that is afforded to the milk handler to help defray the average processing cost associated with that class's product. Okay, so how do you say that in real words that people understand? But the make allowance allows the milk handler to reduce the pay price to the farmer by that make allowance, basically saying, look, it's costing me 20 cents a pound to make this product, so therefore I'm going to pay the farmer 20 cents a pound less when I buy the milk from them. I mean, it's a number in the equation. Somebody somewhere or a panel of people somewhere sat down and figured out what this make allowance should be. Well, this is where it gets very interesting. The government sends out a voluntary survey to all milk handlers in the United States. So there is an estimate that roughly 15% of all the milk produced in the United States is represented by milk handlers returning these surveys to the government. Okay. So first of all, it's a voluntary survey. Now, maybe some listeners are more trusting than I am, but whenever the government sends out a voluntary survey and 15% reply, I'm already worried that there's a very small sample set. And this is the part that I love the most, is that there is absolutely zero government oversight or verification that when these surveys are returned, that the costs that they list as their cost of production are actually accurate. So it's a voluntary survey where you as a milk handler can list your cost of production, and there is no one checking to see if what you wrote down is accurate. And then they're like, well, I mean, I guess that's good enough. Let's just average those numbers and make a make allowance. And then that gets applied to every dairy farmer in the United States. It's mind-boggling. I mean, we have people that walk on the moon, and yet we can't figure out a better way. We're relying on a voluntary survey with zero oversight to determine what the milk handler's cost of production is to give them a make allowance. I mean, it sounds like a real government solution, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. You can read between the lines there. Just to kind of recap, it's federal milk marketing orders are, they have 11 different regions in the United States. There's different classes of milk. Those different classes of milk have different pay prices based on different equations. Those equations use make allowances in their equation to come up with different class milk pricing. And then within that class, you have premiums on top of that, like your components and your cell count. And then all of those things come together, factor in the PPDs in there, and then those make your mailbox price.
Thank you, Ryan. That's Dr. Ryan Leiterman, Director of Technical Services with Crystal Creek.
This has been Ask the Vet with Dr. Ryan Leiterman, sponsored by Crystal Creek. If you have a question relating to calf health and housing, email Dr. Leiterman at askthevet@crystalcreeknatural.com.
To thank you for 40 unforgettable years, Dell Technologies is celebrating with anniversary savings on their most popular tech. For a limited time only, save on select next-gen PCs, like the XPS 13 Plus, powered by Intel Core processors, and more. Plus, curate your dream setup with great deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to leading-edge technology and free shipping on everything. Again, that's Dell.com/deals.
What's holding you back from learning the language you've always wanted to know?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons take just 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes isn't long.
Nope. And they're fun. So you don't realize you're learning a language, but you are. In 3 weeks, you're able to start having conversations. And Babbel's lessons are built around real life.
And with Babbel, it isn't hard.
It's perfect.
Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's BABBEL.com.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
On the radio, and I swore someday I was gonna go down a highway 10, past the Lafayette. There's a Baton Rouge, and I won't forget to send you a card with my regrets, 'cause I'm never gonna come back home. Saturday night, and the moon is out. I wanna head on over to the Twist and Shout, find a two-step partner and a Cajun beat. When it lifts me up, I'm gonna find my feet out in the middle of a big dance floor. And I hear that fiddle, wanna beg for more, wanna a band from Louisiana tonight. Hey. They got an alligator stew and a crawfish pie, a Gulf storm blowing into town tonight. Living on the Delta, it's quite a show. They got hurricane parties every time it blows. But here up north, it's a cold, cold rain, and there ain't no cure for my blues today, except when the
it lifts me up, I'm gonna find my feet. Out in the middle of a big dance floor, when I hear that bit, I wanna beg for more. Wanna dance to a band from a Louisiana tonight. Bring your papa, bring your sister too. They got lots of music and lots of room. When they play you a waltz from the 1910, you're gonna feel a little bit young again. Well, you learn to dance with your rock and roll. You learn to sway with the do-say-do. But you learn to love at the fe-do-do when you hear a little show live long. Saturday night and the moon is out. I wanna head on over to the twist and shout. Find a two-step bar to red occasion beat. When it lifts me up, I'm gonna find my feet.
Stay with you and hold you close to me all night long. So many lovers' games I'd love to play with you on that hand. Why it's wrong, but on the other hand, there's a golden band to remind me of someone who would not understand. On one hand, I could stay and be your loving man, but the reason I must go is on the other hand. In your arms I feel the passion I thought it died. When I looked into your eyes, I found myself. And when I first kissed your lips, I felt so alive. I've got to hand it to you, girl, you're something else. But on the other hand, there's a golden band to remind me of someone who would not understand. On one hand, I could stay and be your loving man, but the reason I must go is on the other hand. Yeah, the reason I must go is on the other hand.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN, Randy Travis. And on the other hand, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report, on this Wednesday morning, 27 in downtown Durand, let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. April milk down a cent to 1624, May steady at 1686, June up a cent at 1745, July milk steady at 1785. Cheese markets yesterday were lower, barrels down 2 1/4 to 162 and a half, 40 pound blocks down 3 3/4 to 149, 5 trade a barrel, 6 trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 1 3/4 to 282 and 3/4. Three trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down 2 3/4 to 117. Two trades on the day. Dry whey down 1 to 41.5 and no trades on the day. Meanwhile, in the livestock sector at the Mercantile Exchange, live and feeder cattle markets are expected to open today mostly mixed. The trade's really still waiting for some of that cash markets to develop. Nothing's really developed as of yet, but there was a big turnaround yesterday in the futures markets, and a lot of that was some technical buying after the losses from Monday. So as we wait for the cash trade to finally develop, expect a mixed open. Today, hog markets were lower as the cash hog markets were lower once again yesterday. Expect another low were open today due to those concerns in the cash markets. April live cattle opened the day at 188, June at 183.52, August 182.77, March feeder cattle open at 252.30, April 257.17, May 258.70, April hogs opened the day at 85.17, May 91.57, June 101.60. Chicago Board of Trade this morning, wheat markets moving sharply lower due to wheat markets in France hitting a new low, and that is helping to pressure the wheat markets. Now, soybeans are mixed, even though palm oil prices have reached a six-month high. But we still have a little bit of mixed action in the soybean markets. There's all of that Brazilian harvest that's providing some pressure to the nearbys. And corn markets, they are relatively flat. Really no new news either way in the corn markets here in the overnight. March corn up a half this morning to 414. May down 1/4 to 426. July steady at 437 and a half. New crop also steady at 459 and a quarter. March beans this morning steady at 1140 and 3/4. May down a half to 1148 and a half. July down 1/4 to 1158 and 3/4. New crop up a half to 1144 and 3/4. March soybean meal steady at 331.20. May soybean oil up 44 cents to 45.48. Chicago wheat, May down 6 to 545. July down 5 1/4 to 550 and a half. Minneapolis wheat, May now down 6 1/2 to 649. Energy markets this morning are higher. April crude oil up 72 cents to 78.87. May up 62 cents to 78.03. April gas and May gas now both up a cent. April at 254, May 253. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osseo Plastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
Grain bids from Alcivia Co-op Durand. Cash corn 354, April 357, May 360, new crop at 404. Meanwhile, in the soybean markets, cash beans at 1064, March and April at 1069, May 1074, and new crop at 1059. At Big River Resources, cash corn 381 1/4, April 386 1/4, May 388 1/4, new crop 394 1/2.
Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn at $3.76, April $3.90, May $3.90, new crop $4.09, Synergy Co-op Elk Mound cash corn at $3.66, April $3.69, new crop $4.04, cash beans $10.69, April $10.72, new crop $10.69. At Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn $3.68, new crop $4.04, cash beans $10.64, new crop at $10.59. At Red Wing Grains, rather, cash corn $3.92, April $4.01, May $4.02, new crop $4.09. Cash beans at $11.11, April $11.21, May $11.25, new crop $10.89. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn $3.65, new crop $4.04, cash beans $10.70, new crop $10.69. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle $160 to $186, Holstein fed cattle $137 to $165, market cows $85 to $120, bulls $113 to $153, calves $400 to $960, beef steers $229 to $370, Holstein steers $175 to $300. Sheep markets, market lambs $245 and down, light lambs $270 and down. Meanwhile, at Zumbrota, finished beef steers $180 to $190.50, finished beef heifers $180 to $190.50, finished dairy steers $152 to $161, market cows $90 to $114, market bulls $124 to $134. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Being young with unlimited energy to burn ever since I turned 40. I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
All guys lose their edge when they turn 40. The body has less testosterone. That's why I take Nugenix Total T.
I've heard about Nugenix. That really works?
Since I started taking Nugenix, I'm lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. I feel more energized at work. It's even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try?
Yep, send a text. It's that easy.
Text LIKE to 424. Right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. It's the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now and they'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, their newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text LIKE to 42424. That's LIKE to 42424.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Her feelings are all
You're just a game that she's gotta play. Like a fast-moving train or a slow-setting sun. She's a love on the loose with a heart on the run. Like a fast-moving train or a slow-setting sun. She's a love on the loose with a heart on the
where my mama sat on that old swing with her crochet. It was where granddaddy taught me how to cuss and how to pray. It was where we made our own ice cream those sultry summer nights. Where the bulldog had her puppies and us brothers had our fights. There were many nights I'd sit right there and look out at the stars. To the sound of a distant whippoorwill or the hum of a passing car. And it was where I first got up the nerve to steal me my first kiss. And it was where I learned to play guitar and pray I had the gift. If the world had a front porch like we did back then, we'd still have our problems, but we'd all be friends. Your next again wouldn't be gone with the wind. If the world had a front porch like we did back then. Purple holes and pintos, I've shelled more than my share. Lightning bugs and crickets danced in the evening air. Like a beacon, that old yellow bulb, it always led me home. Somehow mama always knew just when to leave it on. If the world had a front porch like we did back then, we'd still have our problems, but we'd all be friends. Treating your neighbor like he's your next of kin with the wind. If the world had a front porch like we did back then, treating your neighbor like he's your next of kin wouldn't be gone with the wind. If the world had a front porch like we did back then.
Your home for Durand Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Country music singers have always been a real close family. But lately, some of my kin folks have disowned a few others than me. I guess it's because I kind of changed my direction. Lord, I guess I went and broke their family tradition. They get on me and want to know, Hank, why do you drink? Hank, why do you roll smoke? Why must you live out the song? Just carrying on an old
If I get stoned and sing all night long, it's a family tradition. So don't ask me, Hank, why do you drink? Hank, why do you roll smoke? Why must you live out the songs that you wrote? If I'm down in a honky-tonk, some old slick's trying to give me friction, I say, leave me alone, I'm singing all night long. It's a family tradition.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. I'm Brian Winnikins from Commodity Classic, and joining us today is Tanner Johnson, and he is on the ASA Regulatory Committee, and had a chance to talk with Tanner during Commodity Classic. Thank you to our Commodity Classic sponsors, including the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, Synergy Co-op, Bauer Seeds and Service, Wisconsin Farmers Union, Osseo Plastics, Compeer Financial, Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, Elsevia Co-op, Anibis Silo, and the Wisconsin Corn Growers Association. Tanner, of course, one of the big, that big story before Classic was the ruling on dicamba. Obviously, this is a huge concern for soybean growers.
Yeah, creates a lot of uncertainty for a lot of farmers. Northwest Wisconsin, where I'm from, doesn't have such a high use rate of dicamba, but there's still plenty of acres out there. But a lot of our friends to the west and south use it as a really, really powerful tool to handle water hemp, kochia, giant ragweed, etc. And I can't say I agree with any court's ruling to get rid of that tool, but I really hope there's some good momentum coming if there is an appeal, and we really need the tool back.
And from the way I understand it, at least stuff that was shipped will still be allowed to be shipped, but that's really kind of a hollow win.
Yeah, from what I understand it, how you do as well, I won't promise that rules could be changed overnight, right? But that it does give a degree of optimism, at least getting through 2024. But it really, really leaves a lot of uncertainty as to what farmers are going to do going forward to manage their weed control.
Talking with Tanner Johnson, he is part of the Wisconsin Soybean Association. He's on the ASA Regulatory Committee. We had a chance to talk with Tanner during Commodity Classic in Houston. So what are some of the other things that the ASA Regulatory Committee is working on?
Well, we deal with the EPA a lot. We have an excellent team lead out in D.C., Kyle Kunkler, just as intelligent as the guy is. He inspires a lot of us to really fight for farmers. The chlorpyrifos win was really big this first quarter or end of Q4, and we're really excited about the momentum we built there. That's a really important tool that we just got back for a lot of farmers that grow soybeans and a lot of other crops too. And then we're really gearing up for this Endangered Species Act ruling. It could impact a lot of herbicide labels, and I don't know if farmers or even myself appreciate just how many herbicides could be at risk here if we don't see a positive ruling there.
Really? I mean, are we talking dozens, more than that?
I don't want to put a specific number to it, but it sounds like it's a pretty wide-reaching group of herbicides that could be impacted by it. And I am an eternal optimist, and I think you got to be in farming. But I think there's going to be a positive outcome. Sound science usually always prevails. So we've been working really hard with a numerous group of teams across dozens of commodity organizations to give sound science and provide good data to the EPA and help them do their job. I will say, I don't envy anyone at the EPA and the job they have to do. It's a really important job, and I think they get asked to do a lot. So I think if, as long as we can keep giving them proper sound science and good data, I think good decisions will be made.
Talking with Tanner Johnson, he is with the Wisconsin Soybean Association. He's also the ASA Regulatory Committee member. So this year for Classic, I mean, your thoughts on this year's Classic for you as a farmer?
This is great. I'm a kid in a candy store here. I'm just a farm kid from Wisconsin, man, and they asked me to put on a coat and tie and go talk to 10,000 farmers. Like, that's my Christmas, right? This is my Super Bowl. I'm walking around meeting awesome people in the industry I love, and if you guys get a chance to come to this trade show, it's insane. I mean, there are companies there that I've never heard of that impact my daily operation and my day-to-day life. It's awesome. You get to put names to faces that you've read and heard about on podcasts, blogs, etc. So this is awesome. If anyone ever gets a chance to come to Classic, it's only getting better in the future.
So you haven't bought one of everything from the trade show yet, I hope.
No, interest rates are way too high.
Yeah, there's some big equipment in there. So the Farm and Prairie Farm, I mean, we've gone from 60 to 2, going back to 60 again. Are you ready for spring, or are you going to be one of those guys? You're a little farther north, so I don't think you'll be one of those guys that are going to be out there this weekend with a planter.
Yeah, we're never first. I shouldn't say that. We're not usually first, but I think it's really important, and every farmer knows this, just being ready, right? Early springs are a blessing usually, so being ready for one is always a good plan, but it's also just as important to be ready to park equipment and not put anything in the ground when conditions aren't fit.
There's always that one guy, one neighbor. You see him. Come on, yeah. Admit it. You see him, yeah. And you're like, okay, I guess I got to get out there.
Yeah, I think it takes a lot of willpower probably not to be the second if you see the first one going.
That is Tanner Johnson. He is with the Wisconsin Soybean Association. He's also a member of the American Soybean Association's Regulatory Committee. We're from Commodity Classic. I'm Brian Winnikins. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
An upper level low will move across the Dakotas today. It will bring gusty winds and even some warmer temperatures in our ag weather forecast. Now, while there are red flag warnings in effect for portions of western Minnesota here in western Wisconsin, while we'll have elevated fire conditions, the rain from earlier in the week will prevent the worst of the fire conditions. Now, a cold front will move across the area later tonight through Thursday. It will be dry, however, but it will lead to cooler temperatures through Saturday. On Sunday, southerly winds return with the potential for elevated to critical fire weather conditions again through the first half of next week. Mostly sunny throughout the day today, highs 47 to 52, relative humidities at 24 to 29%, southeast winds at 10 to 15, gusting to 25. We'll see about 7 hours of sunshine. Tonight, cloudy early, then becoming partly cloudy, lows 30 to 35. Relative humidities at 82 to 87%. Southeast winds at 13 to 18, gusting to 30. Tomorrow, partly sunny, highs 48 to 53. Relative humidities at 43 to 48%. South winds at 5 to 10, shifting to the northwest. We'll see about 4 hours of sunshine. Friday, mostly cloudy. There is a slight chance of rain, highs 40 to 45. For Saturday, mostly sunny, highs 40 to 45.
When you try Grandpa's barbecue, will it be sweet? No. Fiery hot, fruity, or honey flavored? We think not. Instead, Grandpa's barbecue is the true original flavor of barbecue. Without the hype, the additives, or the hoopla. Because this is a family recipe that's handed down by Grandpa himself. Grandpa's Barbecue. Available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Too busy to cook tonight? Let the Rooster Tail do the cooking for you. The Rooster Tail features daily specials, including Taco Tuesdays, Wednesday Wings, Thursday's Burger of the Day, the Friday Fish Fry, and Saturday, receive $2 off all large pizzas. Have fun at the Rooster Tail with Thursday Bingo from 6 to 8 and Karaoke Saturdays at 7. Visit their Facebook page for additional specials and events. For food and for fun, it's the Rooster Tail in downtown Durand.
If you see blisters on the mouth, nose, or feet of your livestock, call your veterinarian. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. The signs mimic a disease that was eradicated from the United States as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Just one canker sore in my mouth is painful. Livestock can have many, which can also include blisters in and around their mouth, nose, and feet. Tony Moravec is a veterinarian with Mariel and says vesicular stomatitis and a number of other viral diseases will cause blisters in horses, pigs, and cattle. These are the signs to look for.
Any type of salivation around the mouth, cattle dropping feed, pigs dropping feed, horses dropping feed out of their mouth because there's sores in and around the mouth and it's just a very uncomfortable disease. Lameness, if they have blisters between their toes, it's a very sore and discomforting disease.
Good sanitation and quarantine practices on affected farms usually contain the infection until it dies out on its own. But if you see these symptoms in your animals, call your veterinarian right away for a diagnosis and treatment. This is important because the symptoms are similar to foot and mouth disease, which has no cure. It hasn't been found in the United States since 1920.